You know, for a cold night where no one's all that enthusiastic about going outside, even just to the car from the house, we have a nice crowd that's gathered here at the field house for the basketball game between D.C. Everest and La Crosse Logan. Something that I remember when the Evergreens traveled to La Crosse last year, this Logan team was a strange team in terms of the way they were coached and the way they worked together. It's almost as if they weren't coached. A lot of running up and down the floor, and you just got the feeling that on a lot of possessions, La Crosse Logan wasn't even running set plays, that it was like whoever had the ball, well, maybe someone would set a pick or a screen for them, but that was the person who was going to shoot. So it didn't seem like the La Crosse Logan team was disciplined at all, and that showed in their record. When these teams met last year in La Crosse, the Evergreens were a 67-34 blowout winner. It's tomorrow's opponent, La Crosse Central, which has similar kinds of players, but seems to be the better coached and more disciplined team. Tomorrow, the Evergreens have an afternoon game against La Crosse Central. That's a game that you will hear right here on Fox Sports Radio. Tip is scheduled at 1 o'clock, so join us for both games tonight and tomorrow here on AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Our broadcast brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Evergreen's home white trimmed in green. The La Crosse Logan Rangers are in their road red with white trim. This is one of those games where the Evergreens, which are not a tall team, are not going to be giving up a lot of height. La Crosse doesn't have a lot of height either. Their tallest player is Evan Verota. He's a junior, and he's 6'4". They are picking Trey Davis, a freshman who starts to jump center against Kyle Kurtenbach. Ball's in the air. Let's light this candle for a Friday night. Evergreens control the tap, and we're underway. Goes back into the hands of Riley Peterson to Stephen Weir, who's starting. Weir cross-court pass, almost threw it away, got a whistle, and Kyle Kurtenbach traveled as he received that pass. Kurtenbach actually didn't know what he did wrong. Looked around for a moment. Wasn't sure why the whistle sounded, and then gave it over to the referee once he saw the traveling motion. All right, La Crosse Logan's freshman, Trey Davis, gets a lot of playing time, and he gets the opening tap. Tyler Panzina throws it out of bounds underneath. He was looking for one of his cutters underneath the basket, so both teams trade turnovers here in the early going. Evergreens Basketball, sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Tyler Peterson brought it up. Now over to Stephen Weir and Nick Sierakowski. Peterson had the open three for a moment and passed on it. So neither team has been able to attempt a shot after a first possession. Peterson now on the clear out drives in with the right hand that he scores. Riley Peterson found room along the baseline, and the Evergreens have a 2-0 lead. And again, La Crosse freshman Trey Davis brings it into the front court and gives over to Tanner Perzina. Now back to Davis, who tries to drive. He is double-teamed. He is bumped. They're going to say this is a foul before his shot, which went in. Foul is on the floor against the Evergreens. It'll be a block against Kyle Kurtenbach. And La Crosse Logan's going to inbound underneath. Perzina will trigger in. He was looking for a moment for his tallest player, but instead goes out for a three-pointer. Panzina got the ball back for a three and left it short. Riley Peterson gets the rebound. A one-and-done trip, and the Evergreens have the ball in the front court to Stephen Weir and to Kyle Kurtenbach up high as the Evergreens work around the perimeter of this man-to-man defense on a screen. Go to the weak side for Stephen Weir, and he got it. Stephen Weir opens up with a successful three, and they set him up for that, and he paid dividends. It's 5-0 D.C. Everest. Trey Davis into the front court. Davis goes over to Chase Johnson, who's getting his first touches. Evan Verota had checked in off the stop. Verota sets a screen. Here's a long two for Zach Hoyt. Hoyt getting his first shot, and he hits 5-2. Hoyt was just half a step inside the three-point line, just a little bit further back, and he would have had a tray. It's 5-2 Evergreens. They try and set up Weir on the three ball again. He lets it fly, and he hit again. Stephen Weir's got the hot hand early on, and it's 8-2 D.C. Everest. Now, the last time I saw these Evergreens play, no, I didn't travel up to the Big Rivers tournament. I saw Stephen Weir with the best game of his career, a 21-pointer. Now, here's a long three coming up the other way, and Zach Hoyt, who hit before, just missed everything. Air ball goes over the baseline and gets turned over to D.C. Everest. He hung his head after the shot, too. Shot was bad. Body language was worse. Evergreens get the ball back with an 8 5-2 lead. Good start for D.C. Everest. Nick Sierakowski has it to Kurtenbach up high. And they'll set up Weir again. This one's a three ball from straight on, and he hit that one. Stephen Weir has hit all three of his threes off screens, and LaCrosse Logan's going to take a timeout. They've seen too much of Stephen Weir early. The Evergreens giving him a chance to see if he can hit those shots. They set him up on screens on all three of those threes, and he's 3-for-3 from behind the arc. The Evergreens are off to an 11-2 start. D.C. Everest High School Basketball, sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. And Country Fresh Meats, when it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. I'll tell you, the LaCrosse Logan team looks more disciplined than what we saw a year ago. They are actually running set plays. It's not just this run-and-gun, random, you know, playground-style basketball. Just no answer for Stephen Weir, who you bet stays on the floor. Anthony Wright checks in. They almost double-team him. Evergreen's trying some pressure here. Now they found a man all alone. Good look away to Trey Davis, the freshman, who is free underneath, and he scores the easy layup. Evergreens gambled there on defense, and LaCrosse Logan had a solution. Into the front court comes D.C. Everest. Chris Cornish, who checked in off the last stoppage, to Kurtenbach, to Weir again. This time he's guarded closely. Defensive change, they put the freshman Trey Davis on Weir. And they try and switch off on the screen, and now they go down low. That's Cornish up and in. So overplaying on the perimeter, freed up inside. It's 13-4, D.C. Everest. Three ball, set shot, and hitting with the answer, Chase Johnson. Johnson was left unguarded. Nearest defender was two, maybe two and a half steps back. Johnson, not even a jump shot for a three, a set shot. Here's Riley Peterson trying the baseline for the Evergreens, goes back out. Kurtenbach now around to Weir, who tries a three again, left that one short. Well, you don't make them all. Went off the front rim, Ranger rebound. Evan Verota clears the boards. It's 13-7. Driving along the baseline, partially blocked. Chase Johnson went up there. Nick Sierakowski altered the shot, coming back the other way. Kurtenbach, offensive foul. Kurtenbach was driving in the lane. I don't know, that one could have gone either way. Kyle Kurtenbach's going to pick up his second. And the Evergreens are going to make some wholesale substitutions here. Jacob Stroik will come in. Grant Van Grinsven will come in. Van Grinsven started this game on the bench in favor of Stephen Weir. Well, that certainly worked out for the Evergreens. Van Grinsven, though, gives them much better defense. He's by far the best defensive player on this Evergreens team. 4:03 to play, first period, 13-7. Evergreens have the lead. LaCrosse Logan's got the ball. Bounced over to Tanner Perzina. Over to Chase Johnson. Johnson, three ball from straight on. Don't think you want him taking that shot. Hit the back rim, no good. Ball is loose on the floor. Body's there. Riley Peterson comes away with it for the Evergreens. 4-on-3 if they hurry. Almost a bad pass. Down low, shot partially blocked by Van Grinsven. Gets his own rebound. Now put back in there by Jacob Stroik. Stroik on second chance, actually a third chance opportunity. 15-7. Evergreen stretched that lead back to 8 points. Both teams playing up tempo. Evergreen seeing if they can win a run-and-gun kind of game. Here's a pass down low. Shot by Tanner Perzina is a miss, but he's fouled, and he's going to get two free throws here. Foul's going to go against Jake Giebert. These teams even look like they're playing up-tempo with their free throws. Getting the ball and shooting right away is Tanner Perzina, and he hits the first. He'll get one more. Evergreens basketball brought to you by InterCity State Bank. Providing full-service banking for families and businesses. Come bank with us. InterCity State Bank, convenient locations in Wausau, Weston, and Schofield. Got his second free throw, too. It's 15-9. Just feels like the Evergreens should be up by more because they've gotten off to such a fast and hot start. In a couple of these losses during this four-game losing streak, we've seen them get off to slow starts. Set play, cutting through the paint, Riley Peterson, and he scores. Set up Peterson from about 10 feet away, went off the backboard and put it in. He's got four, 17-9. Evergreen's going to be in the 20s in the first quarter. You consider the last time they played, they scored 28 for the entire game. Refreshing turnaround. Handling at the top of the key is Tanner Perzina. Almost lost control of the ball, and there's a whistle and a foul on the floor. On what would have been a turnover, LaCrosse Logan's going to get bailed out here. Grant Van Grinsven, his first. Team fouls are 4-0. LaCrosse Logan has not been whistled for their first violation. Off the inbounds, trying to go to the height of their freshman Trey Davis. He missed. And the rebound comes to Austin Behrens of the Evergreens. Boy, he had a big height advantage there and couldn't put the ball in. The Evergreens get it. LaCrosse Logan has not done well on the offensive boards here. They trail 17-9, and the Evergreens have the ball. Evergreens crisp passing here. Van Grinsven over to Giebert. Giebert now goes back out to Nick Sierkowski. Thought about driving. Left it for Giebert. Pulls up, foul line extended. Just missed. Pretty good look there. Just left it short off the front rim. And Trey Davis gets the rebound. Davis right into the front court. Anthony Wright traveled. No call. Drives in. Misses his shot. Whistle. And a loose ball foul here is going to be against LaCrosse Logan. All right, so that kind of makes things even. Should have been turned over on a walk. Instead, we're going to have a whistle and a foul called against Sam Steckel. LaCrosse has made a lot of substitutions as well on that last stoppage. We'll go under 2 minutes to play in the first period in the 17-9 game. Evergreens have the ball back. Nick Sierkowski now to the hands of Van Grinsven, who thought about driving. Now to Sierkowski, who spins, almost lost control. Now swings cross court. Three ball open for Jacob Stroik. That's a long look for him. Hit the back iron. No good. Out of bounds. And it's going to go over to LaCrosse Logan. There'll be a loose ball foul against the Evergreens here. Is that going to be against Jake Giebert? It is. It will be his second. So the Evergreens now have 2 on Giebert, 2 on Kurtenbach. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Minute and a half left in the first period. This game has been so up-tempo that will seem like an eternity. Here's Zach Hoyth. Hoyth loses control of the ball on the baseline, gets it back. Stroik almost took it away. Finds his own man driving through the lane and scoring is Tanner Perzina. And now the ball goes loose after the basket went through, so we'll have a stoppage here while one of the referees retrieve it. Actually going to be a warning for one of the LaCrosse Logan players to let that ball fall through after the make. And after the make it is 17-11 DC Everest. Seems like an 8 or a 6-point lead could disappear quickly. Go back to Sierkowski, thought about the 3, instead he drives, hangs, left it just short. Ball is loose, taken right back by Jacob Stroik. Picked the pocket of one of the LaCrosse Logan players. Evergreens will get another possession. We'll go under a minute here. Nick Sierkowski has the ball and a 6-point lead for his Evergreens. Sierkowski thought about driving, now goes to Stroik. Had Sierkowski cutting through and didn't find him. Back to Austin Behrens, under 50 seconds here. Now to Van Grinsven, and the Evergreens pull it out. They'll run a set play against LaCrosse Logan's man-to-man. No look pass to Van Grinsven, thought about driving. Pulls it back out, 35 seconds to Sierkowski. Evergreens may be content to hold for 1 here. Van Grinsven's got it again. Looks to drive, had his pocket picked from behind, stolen. 2-on-1 coming back the other way. Here's a bounce pass down low and taken back away by the Evergreens, Chris Cornish. 20 seconds, 1 too many passes there for LaCrosse Logan. And now the Evergreens will walk it up. 15 seconds left and it's in Grant Van Grinsven's hands. Now 10 seconds, Van Grinsven 30 feet away from the basket, guarded closely, looks to drive on a screen, now goes to the corner, Stroik for a 3-ball at the buzzer, misses, tapped up, no good, and that is where the quarter will come to an end. Evergreens were kind of stuck on 17 for a while there. They didn't score for the last 2.5 minutes of the first period, but at the end of 1, the Evergreens lead by 6. DC Everest 17, LaCrosse Logan 11. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
The Evergreens come out of the huddle to start the second quarter with a 6-point lead, thanks in part to 9 points from Stephen Weir, 3 three-pointers. I'm Chris Conley, DC Everest taking on LaCrosse Logan. LaCrosse Central comes calling here tomorrow afternoon, a 1 o'clock start. You'll hear that on Fox Sports Radio as well. And we've got a quick stoppage, something not quite right at the scorer's table. Not sure what's going on here. Something wrong with the clock. Evergreens Basketball is sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. I see what the problem was. They were going to have the teams. They're going to give the ball to D.C. Everest. In fact, it is La Crosse Logan that gets the ball to start the second quarter. That's what our scorekeeper was buzzing for. And it goes to the hands of freshman Trey Davis. Davis is being guarded by the other freshman, Riley Peterson. He gives off to Zach Hoyt. Now a three ball from the left side. No good. Ball is loose. Out of bounds. Last touched by the Evergreens. It was Anthony Wright who misfired on the three, and his teammate Zach Hoyt was trying to secure that rebound. Last touch by the Evergreens, now off a screen. They go into their freshman, Trey Davis, behind the three-point line. He decides against the shot. Works around now and hands off to Evan Verota. Verota goes back to Hoyt, who thought about that three and decides against it. Well, look at this. La Crosse Logan's held the ball for about 30 seconds. That's long for them. Here's a long three-pointer. We've got a whistle. And the shooter here was fouled. Chance Johnson was shooting, and they're going to say he was fouled while attempting a three-point play. So three shots are coming up here. Austin Behrens has been called for the foul. Oh, my. And here comes Chase Johnson. First free throw, no good. He'll get one more. Actually, he'll get two more. Looks at the basket for a second. High arcing free throw. Got that one. And because he was fouled in the act of shooting a three ball, he will get a third free throw. Kind of rushes his free throws. He did hit two of those three. 17-13. This is the closest that La Crosse has been for a while. They come out showing a 1-3-1. Now back to man. Here's Stephen Weir with a three of his own, and he hit from the baseline. Stephen Weir is hit from everywhere. He has one from straight on. Now he has one from the corner, and he has two from that spot where they set up the high screen. 20-13. Stephen Weir with four three-pointers and 12 points for the night. La Crosse Logan driving. Zach Hoyt had his shot blocked from behind. Goes back out to Chance Johnson, who passes on the three along the baseline. Basket is good. Wave it off on a travel. Zach Hoyt had some room on the baseline and scored, but they're saying that he dragged his back feet. So that basket would have cut it to five, and instead it's going back over to the Evergreens. D.C. Everest Basketball is sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral necessary at the New Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Walsall Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Evergreens right into the front court. Jake Giebert working around now to Stephen Weir and over to Nick Sierakowski. Watch Weir. He's cutting through. They may be setting him up. Nope. Riley Peterson takes the three. Left it off the front rim. No good. Rebound to Trey Davis. Davis has not scored a lot, but he looks like the best player on the floor. He drives to the basket. You know, he started that move at the foul line, and he was fouled as he was going towards the basket. Once he gets ahead of steam, he's got some nice moves. Foul is called against Riley Peterson. The Evergreens have now had 17 fouls called against them. And Trey Davis goes to the free throw line and misses his first. Davis looks like he's a talented kid. He's a freshman. He's gotten a lot of playing time for the Rangers. Certainly doesn't seem like they build their offense around him, even though he may be their best piece. He just got his second, and it's 20-14. 6.5 minutes to play first half. Here's Riley Peterson to Stephen Weir. Thought about that three. He wasn't free on the screen, though, so he passed up the shot. Back to Weir up high. Now to Riley Peterson. Weir's got the hot hand. They swing to him on the left side, almost have it knocked away. Weir couldn't get his shot off. Goes back to Sierakowski. Straight on three, and it's good. He banked it in off the backboard. I don't believe that's exactly the way Nick Sierakowski planned for that to go. No problem. 23-14, this 9-point lead is the biggest for the night so far for the Evergreens. Handling the ball here is Chance Johnson. Johnson goes back out to Zach Hoyt, and now they're going to call a set play. Going over to Evan Verota. Verota gives it back to Chance Johnson. Now here comes Tanner Panzina. on a clear out, stripped away, stolen by Chris Cornish. And that was poetic justice, too. Zach Hoyth was starting his move with his arm extended, pushing off. Now to Stephen Weir, open for the three from the baseline. He hit again. Stephen Weir is unconscious. 5 3-pointers, 15 points. Stephen Weir is 5 of 6 from behind the three-point line. Everything he throws up seems to be going down. And here is a steal in the front court. Nope, taken right back by LaCrosse Logan. Almost not careful with the basketball. The Evergreens have stretched this lead out to 12. Trey Davis has the ball, now trying to move without it as he gives off to Zach Hoyth. Hoyth is fouled. Nope, he traveled. Turned over. That's one of those bang-bang calls. If you say that he traveled first, it's turned over to the Evergreens. If you say he was fouled first, he'd be on the free throw line with LaCrosse Logan in the bonus. Evergreens have cut down on their turnovers. LaCrosse Logan's turned it over a couple of times here in the second quarter, and the Evergreens made them pay for it. Evergreens now into the hands of Riley Peterson. Peterson's guarded by Trey Davis, got a whistle away from the ball. See what this is. Against the Evergreens? No, it's against LaCrosse. Whistle away from the ball on one of the Evergreens, on one of the LaCrosse Logan players who was trying to defend down low. And the foul is against Trey Davis, the freshman. LaCrosse has some fouls to give. It's only their second team foul. Inbound to Stephen Weir, who thought about hoisting another three. Wasn't quite open. He's shown good discipline. He's taken the three when it's been available. Hasn't forced any of these. Nick Sarakowski with the pass down low. He was looking for Chris Cornish. That's a bad pass, but it's turned over. Taken away by Zach Hoyth. Right into the front court, into Chase Johnson's hands. Johnson's got the ball, goes up high now to Evan Verota. Verota's 6'4", tallest player for LaCrosse Logan. Doesn't have a shot, though. Gives back over to Johnson. And now into the hands of Trey Davis. Davis is guarded by Riley Peterson. That's freshman on freshman. And so far, Peterson's been up to the task defensively. Got a whistle now away from the ball. And note, LaCrosse Logan's taking a timeout. Didn't like that offensive set. This will be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. There's 4:09 to play in the half. The Evergreens are up 26-14. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Glenray Radiators, quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. We actually have two DC Everest basketball games tomorrow. We'll have the boys basketball game tomorrow afternoon. 1 o'clock tip against LaCrosse Central. Central is the tougher of the two LaCrosse teams. In fact, they are playing at Wausau West tonight. And this LaCrosse Logan team will play at Wausau West tomorrow. Tomorrow night here on Fox Sports, glad to bring you the return of DC Everest girls basketball. 9-1, they'll be hosting Wanakee. It's a game that starts at 7, and you will hear that as well on Fox Sports Radio. So a day-night basketball doubleheader. LaCrosse Logan inbounds off the timeout. Put it in the hands of Trey Davis. Davis is guarded now by Nick Sarakowski. Bounced down low to Chance Johnson. Spins and misses. LaCrosse has been cold. And Grant Van Grinsven gets the rebound for DC Everest. Goes now to, coming in is Derek Reike. Reike's three was blocked, but the Evergreens track it down in the corner. Jacob Stroik got the ball. Reike, who played a little bit with the varsity as well in the Menominee tournament, going to get a couple of minutes here. Evergreens keep possession. Reike's got it and gives over to Sarakowski. Swings cross-court, try and set up Reike. Passes up the three. Back to Sarakowski. They try and set up Reike again off that double screen. Looking for Sarakowski cutting through. Stroik didn't see him. Goes back out to Van Grinsven, and now Sarakowski on the rotation. Reike getting some touches here. This is the sophomore who's been with the JV. To Reike in the corner, tries the three again, and he hit it! Derek Reike off the bench has just hit, and it's 29-14. It's a shower of three balls that LaCrosse just doesn't have an answer for now. So the Evergreens have now more than doubled up the Rangers, up by 15, and Logan has only 14 points on the board. Vance Hamilton has checked in. See if they can get better combinations here. Spinning was Chase Johnson. Missed off the back iron. No good. And the rebound comes to Jacob Stroik. Another one-and-done trip. 2.5 minutes to play here. Sarakowski along the baseline driving, hanging, hits off the backboard. Sarakowski driving. He now has 5. 31-14. The Evergreens try and make this a rout here in the first half. Three ball there, another miss. Zach Hoyt tried from straight on, hit the back bracket. Evergreens get the rebound. Jacob Stroik. Boy, Lacrosse Logan has not crashed the boards offensively at all. I can't remember the last time they had a second chance opportunity. When they miss, and they've been cold so far in this second quarter, they have only 3 points, and they're all from the free throw line. They've been one and done misses. Here's Reike, now goes out to Stroik, who hoists a long three. That wasn't pretty. He missed by a lot. That's not where Jacob Stroik should be shooting from. Evan Verona gets the rebound. We've got a pass down low to the freshman, Trey Davis, and a whistle and a foul. Foul here on the Evergreens, and I think we're going to have some free throws coming up here. Nick Sirikowski's called for it. See if they're going to call this a shooting foul or if this is going to be a one-and-one. The freshman, Trey Davis, is going to the line. Again, Lacrosse Logan has not hit a basket from the field in the second quarter. Everything from the free throw line. And they're going to say that was non-shooting, so Trey Davis has a 1-and-1, and he makes the front end, so he'll get another. This was a 17-11 game at the end of the first quarter. And the Evergreens have outscored Lacrosse Logan 14-4 in the second quarter so far. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports. They wish all area athletes a successful season. Trey Davis eyes the basket for his second, left that one short. He didn't set himself before that free throw. Chris Cornish gets the easy rebound. 31-15. So for once, he looked like a freshman there. Stephen Weir is back in. We know what he'd like to do. Weir already has 4 3-pointers. Oh, sorry, took one away. He's got 5. And now to Nick Sirikowski, who was open at the top of the key, passed it up, goes to Weir for another three-pointer. He is fouled while attempting the three-pointer, which he missed, and he's going to go to the free-throw line. He'll be shooting 3 free throws. Yeah, they wanted to guard him closer. I get that, and they guarded him so close that he wound up on the seat of his pants, almost knocked into the Lacrosse Logan bench. So Stephen Weir with 15 points, going to get three free throws with 1:33 left in the half. His first is no good. It's got to be a little maddening for his coaches. He's 5 of 6 from behind the three-point arc, but misses his first free throw. He's got a second one coming up here, and he makes that one. These are the Evergreens' first free throw. That last make makes it 32-15. And Stephen Weir's got one more coming. Weir is wiping his face almost like he may have gotten knocked in the nose when he was fouled. Was a pretty hard foul on a three-point miss. He gets the third free throw, so he is 2 of 3 from the line. 33-15 as we near the end of the first half. Tanner Herzinha's got the ball. Again, it's been forever. It's been almost 8 minutes now since Lacrosse Logan has hit their last bucket from the floor. Their points have come from the free throw line. Tanner Herzinha pulls up, throws up a prayer, and he scores. Off balance, out of control shot, but it went down from along the baseline. 33-17. 1:05 to play in the half. Chris Cornish now works along to Riley Peterson. Goes down low to Jake Ebert. Went on top, went over the defense. And Jake Ebert scores underneath. 35-17. Evergreens were not content to hold for one. Now we're under a minute. 50 seconds to play, and Tanner Perzinha's got the ball. Perzinha was looking for Chance Johnson underneath. There's a pass that's stolen. It's a breakaway for Stephen Weir. Almost fouled from behind. No call. He lays it in. Weir should be going to the free throw line as well. He was banged pretty hard from behind. 30 seconds left on the no call. Evergreens did manage the basket, though, on the breakaway, 37-17. 20-point lead, biggest lead of the game for D.C. Evers. Now driving, a lot of contact in the paint. And, oh, there's a bailout foul as Tanner Perzinha again drove out of control. He was hanging there like he was trying to create some contact, and that is the call. And Evergreens coach Corey Heckle's not too happy about that because Grant Van Grinsven has just picked up his second. And with 19 seconds left, there will be free throws here for Tanner Herzinha. And they say it's a shooting foul, too. Makes his first. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for your wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs during Baseman's fall blowout sale. Second free throw is good. Evergreens will have the ball. Lacrosse Logan settles into half court, man-to-man, with 15 seconds left in the half. Riley Peterson has the ball. Play for one here. Peterson, guarded by Chance Johnson. They set up a screen for him. 7 seconds left. Peterson swings to Van Grinsven. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Ball's tied up on the floor, knocked out of bounds with less than a second left. It's going to belong to the Evergreens. The Evergreens may have just a moment here to inbound and shoot. The pass over to Van Grinsven was not clean, and he had trouble securing it. And that's what cost the Evergreens some valuable seconds that may actually cost them a good look here. Stephen Weir will inbound underneath. Just time for an inbounds pass and shoot. Tapped in at the buzzer. Would have counted. Just missed. Van Grinsven in the lane was trying to hang there, and it's no good. We've reached halftime, and the Evergreens are up by 18. It's D.C. Everest 37, Lacrosse Logan 19. We will preview some of our upcoming D.C. Everest broadcasts. We'll look at our leading scores for the first half, all part of our halftime activities for D.C. Everest High School basketball. Again, Evergreens 37, Lacrosse Logan 19. We're back after a 3-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.